Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
7:15, it's going to be a typical summer day today, Wednesday, June 9th, highs of 90, and a chance for showers varies between 40 and 30% between today and next Tuesday, but you know it's going to be typical summertime and hot, and maybe it rains in the afternoon, maybe it doesn't. Arthur Sterbko joins us now, local real estate analyst, to talk about just the red-hot real estate market, not just here but around the country. Good morning, Arthur. How are you?
Terrific, Tommy.
Is it red hot here as well as around the country? Is it the same about here in the New Orleans area as you're seeing in the rest of the country?
Yeah, it's consistent across the entire United States. We're just a, you know, a grain of sand on the beach in the real estate market down here, but it is certainly as vigorous a market as we've ever had. So, and again, no signs of it abating at all.
We're just talking to Austin Badon about the end of the eviction moratorium coming up. Do you know, in terms of property owners, cases where they were either forced to sell or are digging a hole, maybe borrowing more to cover whatever debt service they have on the property until they can get people that are not paying their rent out?
Well, I think we've all heard those anecdotal stories of landlords who are in a lot of financial distress. For a lot of reasons, sometimes the properties that the tenants have been occupying, the tenants haven't been doing a really good job of maintaining the properties, and the repairs on those properties are going through the roof. A fellow told me one time who was doing home buyer training, and I thought it was really a really good analogy, is that, you know, when you rent a car, you know, how do you take care of it versus if you buy it, how do you take care of it? And there's certainly a difference in the quality of maintenance and repairs and just attentiveness to deterioration in a property. Sometimes the tenants don't tell you about a leak. It's not really bothering them, but it's creating tremendous havoc behind the walls, tremendous repairs that if were caught early wouldn't have cost, you know, a fraction of what the landlords had to spend. So, yeah, there's certainly some real problems going on, not just on the landlords, of course. The tenants are having their issues as well. But there's certainly some opportunists that are renters that are, you know, abusing the system. Let's just be blunt about it. And they're taking the resources from people who legitimately need those resources, legitimately. But you see the job openings, and I'm listening to the businesses that are crying for employees, good paying jobs, and can't get anybody to come fill them. Just cannot get employees to come and apply for the jobs because they've got other resources from the government or some other ability to, you know, stay home and enjoy the weather. We need workers out there badly.
So what you just said, if you think about it, jobs are open, landlords aren't being paid, you can't be evicted because the government's preventing that from happening, at least until the end of June, and you have enough money so you don't have to go to work. You could pay your rent, but you don't have to. The government's giving you money enough so that you can stay home more than if you'd go to work, and that just seems like it's all, what's the New Orleans term, Arthur, cattywampus?
The government is here, and they're here to help us. You know, I think that's kind of the ongoing joke. Certainly it's well-intentioned, but certainly there are people who find the loopholes and exploit them to the detriment of people who really need those resources. So it's an ongoing problem. It's nothing new, but it's certainly being exacerbated in this kind of market when, frankly, the ability to get a job has probably never been better in this region. There's no reason for an able-bodied person today to not be able to find a really good paying job and be able to afford the rents that are out there. Because the rents are, while they're high, they're high if you don't have a job, You know, our affordability index for people who are earning, you know, the average salary, there's a lot of rentals out there. But certainly for those people who are disadvantaged, I mean, I certainly sympathize with their situation. They certainly need help from the government.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. Arthur, I don't have any rental property, but what you just said about the difference between when you rent a car or own it terrified me to the point where I don't think I'll ever have rental property because of that. And when you think about the differences between renting and having a stake in it and buying it, yeah, I don't think so. 7:20 more when we come back. Time for traffic now on WWL. 7:24 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Arthur Sterbko, local real estate analyst, about the red-hot real estate market and in terms of the word just skipped my mind, the moratorium about evicting people coming to an end on June 30th and what's likely to happen. Arthur, do you know in terms of renters, if there are, and I guess that's part of real estate, right? Are there renters waiting to get these properties, or are we going to talk about you go from owning a rental property to not being paid rent to having to make some repairs, and then all of a sudden you can't rent it?
Well, I don't think there's any shortage of renters in the market, and there's certainly not a shortage of rentals. Of course, you know, the key word is, are they affordable? And, you know, the landlord thinks he's, you know, man, my rent is really affordable. And, of course, the tenant's going, that's not affordable to me. So, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. But typically right now, I mean, I'm not seeing any real movement into or out of rentals any more than I've seen in the past. I do see a heightened amount of buyers back into the market that are looking. So, you know, every year there are high school graduations, college graduations, and those are new people coming into the market that need housing. And there's just not enough single-family homes available for them in the numbers that we're used to. We're down to about a month and a half supply of homes, which is just incredible in the history of our region. That's about as low as it's ever been. And I don't see a lot of new inventory coming in to replace it. It's a very limited amount. But I would probably say that you'll probably start to see in the not-too-distant future some landlords deciding, you know what, instead of renting this property and dealing with tenants and not being able to you know, evict them, and I'm inside out, the real estate market's out, I'm just going to put it on the market and sell it and take advantage of a hot real estate market and sell it in its current condition. So there's some buying opportunities, I think, out there for some properties if people want to, you know, use some sweat equity to make some repairs afterwards and things like that. So, but you've got to get out there and really make friends with a realtor. I say this all the time. Many times the realtors are discussing properties they know about that are going to be coming onto the market soon. You won't find them, but they know in those offices, they're talking about it every morning. Hey, I've got a buyer. He's looking for this. Or wait, I've got a seller. He's going to be putting – he's doing some repairs right now, but he's going to be putting on the market in about 2 weeks. I'll call you as soon as it comes on. I mean, that's how the deals are being made right now.
When it comes to the ridiculous increase in the price of lumber, is that making its way into the cost of homes that were built maybe 30 years ago? And the fact that new homes are so expensive that the value, the relative value of the existing home goes up as well?
Absolutely. You know, one thing certainly pushes up another. If the inventory of new homes is diminished because of the price of lumber, you know, people need housing. They need shelter. That's a basic, you know, requirement of civilization is food and shelter. And if there's no new construction, then people are going to look at the resales. And that's why the demand is as hot on the resales and why the values on those resales are climbing so dramatically, monthly. These sales prices are increasing. I'm watching this and going, this is just unbelievable. In some areas, you're seeing price increases of, you know, 5%, 8% a month. That's temporary, I'm sure. Once the summertime's over, we get back to that normal fall market, which is a little more stable. So right now we're just in that heightened, the extreme heat of the real estate market each year. Summertime is when people move. They want to get established for schools in the fall and things like that, and that's why we're having so much activity, besides the interest rates.
Is there an area hotter than any other, Arthur, or is the whole thing on fire?
The whole thing's on fire. I don't know of a depressed market at all. There are buying opportunities, and in markets that you have said, oh, I would have never bought there before. It just doesn't have the infrastructure there, or doesn't have enough grocery stores, or whatever it is. You know, the prices relative to other areas are affordable, and they're selling.
Thank you, Arthur. I appreciate your time as always. Arthur Sterbko, local real estate analyst.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.